Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballet Desmond. Jesus Christ, you can't move in North Cork this time of year without a busybody trying to sign you up to a committee. Poor Berna went out to get a sliced pan on Saturday morning, and didn't she end up as head of vision Southeast Asia for the Tidy Towns crowd? I said, what does Head of Vision Southeast Asia mean? And she said, your guess is as good as mine. But it was either that or Chief Creative Monkey, and I didn't want people laughing at me. I bumped into Hannah Mack on my way out of Mass, and long story short, I'm Junior Vice President for the Visit Ballet Desmond Tourism Push. God forgive me for speaking ill of my native town, but I'm not sure that Ballet Desmond would fare well in direct comparison with Venice or Valencia. They asked me to come up with a catchy tourism slogan for the town, and didn't I suggest, at least you're not in Skatteglen? Up on the billboards it went anyway, and wasn't Murty T on his way back from doing a bit of fly-tipping on the Kerry side yesterday when he saw a digital sign, no less, on the border saying, I went to Ballet Desmond and all I got was the clap. Is that a fair response, tell me? Rosaline, Ballet Desmond.
I asked my friend, the solicitor there, what's your take on getting an STD on your holidays? She said, well, it takes me back to the 1990s. Great times.
Come here. What's the story with moving to Mayo? I was reading the paper there yesterday. I seen a headline about some place in Mayo being the luckiest part of Ireland. That's nothing more than clickbait, no, for cock people. Because how could a lucky person end up living in Castlebar? Like the definition of good luck's being born in Cork. Anyway, I reads the article, and didn't it say Castlebar has had 4 Lotto jackpot wins, more than any other town in Ireland? I've been playing the Lotto me whole life, and the total winnings are barely by a classic burger up in Tasty Snacks. Long story short, I told the old doll we're moving to Castlebar yesterday, and she says, but you're not superstitious, don't you, Donny? I says, I know, girl, but I'm not rich either, so start packing. But she says, I won't last 3 months up there, what with having to learn a new language and all. And that got me thinking, would I have to change my name if I move to Mayo? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool.
I'd say change it anyway. There was something bothering me about your story, so I rang an estate agent in Mayo and said, why are the house prices in Castlebar so low if every second person has won the lotto? She said, because they all leave. Hashtag makes sense.
So like, I'm from the second richest family in Cork. Based on the way I wear scruffy looking hippie gear that costs a fortune, my beanie costs more than a semi-D in Glanmire. None of my friends in Ballintemple bothered with the vaccine because we're able to fight off viruses with our self-confidence. So like, when the rest of the world was looking at your man Novak Djokovic last week and going, look out, he's a madman, I was going, Novak dude, you're a lot like me, but with a weaker backhand. Like, everyone except the old man said I should have been a professional tennis player, but I didn't follow through in case it got in the way of my entrepreneurial startup vibe. So now, instead of playing in a Grand Slam tournament, I'm selling kimchi donuts in Middleton Market on a Saturday morning, without once thinking, Ed, you're a total failure, dude. Anyway, bright sparks in the brain, why don't I run a tennis tournament for unvaccinated superstars in Cork and invite Novak and his friends to take part? Do you think I get much buy-in from the jobbers in City Hall? Or do they expect me to drag the city out of the mire all by myself? Ed, Ballintemple.
I rang City Hall there and said, where would be a good place to play a tennis tournament for unvaccinated superstars? Your man said the moon. I think that's a no.
It's getting flighty on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who will give up sea swimming the minute they get dry robes into Aldi. Fifi_3grand bikini said the exclusivity vibe is starting to wear off the sea swimming scene, and only yesterday she ended up sharing Rocky Bay with some call centre type from Carrigaline. Rhonda_2Honda said, "Tell me about it, babes. This nobody from Cloyne tried to talk to me yesterday an inch, and we barred Rhonda because you're not allowed to mention East Cork on the chats. So, is there any beach where you can pay to have it to yourself?" Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, "Where do you stand on sea swimming?" She said, "By the overpriced horse box cafe in the car park, you'll never catch me going for a dip."
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
If you're concerned about mental health or looking to get into self-improvement, join me at the Piece by Piece podcast. There, I'm interviewing everyday people and experts alike about how to overcome difficulties around mental health. Speaking of which, I just released an interview with a mental health historian and another with two friends who are healthcare workers.
If these conversations interest you, check us out at Piece by Piece. That's Piece with an A, B-I, and then Piece with an I. Thank you so much.